Hi, I'm Larry, and this is Larry's Sort of Fun Stories. Most of what you'll hear or read about actually happened somewhere in my life. Sometimes you'll hear about my experiences, my strengths, and my hopes as I continue to grow as a person. You'll discover that I've made mistakes along the way, but I'm trying one day at a time to live a better life and sharing a little of it as we go along here on Larry's Sort of Fun Stories. So thanks for joining me. Just a little note, this podcast is sponsored by Z. Michelson Travel. You can contact Z at zmichelsontravel.com. And Z spells her name Z-E-E. And Z also tells me that she likes to make your travel dreams come true. Also, check out my blog at Larry's Sort of Fun Stories. This week's story is a story from a memo written to Dr. Mark W. Johnson, who's a professor of marketing and ethics at the Crummer School of Business at Rollins College in Winter Park, Florida. Go back to 2001. My wife at the time thought I needed a further college education. Well, I had never graduated from any college at all, and I had used my experiences in the television production business. But 2001, she thought I should be accepted for my life credits in business in the executive MBA program for the Crummer Graduate School of Business at Rollins College. So part of the two-year program was that Dr. Johnson would lead students internationally to tour different countries. And after that, we were supposed to write a paper and turn it in. The problem is, it's a late paper. I never turned it in. So here goes. Here's the story. So after completely being drummed out of Rollins College, Crummer School of Business, in the fall of 2002, from the Financial 501 Financial Management class, because I could not figure out stock valuations. I can't understand this now. I don't think there are many stockbrokers who can understand it as well. But since the Dow Jones had been doing good, and we'll never know where it goes as of today's recording, I thought it would be a good time to once again turn my paper in to Rollins College Executive MBA program because of the trip, May 11, 2002 trip. We toured a Hewlett-Packard office in Prague in the Czech Republic. We toured a castle in Heidelberg, Germany, and we toured the headquarters of Mercedes-Benz in Stuttgart, Germany. Not that that's a good excuse, but part of my background had consisted of being the vice president of operations for CSTV, a television production company that was located in Chicago, Illinois. The company had produced 750 episodes of a program called The American Spotlight, which aired on TLC, the Learning Channel, and CNBC. The program ended in 1989. This program looked a lot like the programs you see on cable TV today, the How It Was Made program. The process of producing a program was that the producers and remote TV crews would go to a company and capture their entire manufacturing process as the raw materials would come in the back door of a factory and then be turned out into a finished product. American Spotlight, as well, focused its cameras on the HR departments to see who and what made American manufacturing work. To examine the marketing of some companies, it was required to go to a third party to discuss how the products or services were to be sold. The program consisted of what were classified as small businesses to some of the major names in American business. They included American Steel and Wire in Calahoga Heights, Ohio, the Brunswick Corporation, Skokie, Illinois, the Dial Corporation in Phoenix, Arizona. The American Spotlight also did a program on Harley-Davidson in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, learning how a once famous brand in America had declined, but they were retooling to back to the prominence of the American manufacturing processes. At one of the studio taping sessions of the program, Nathan S. Ansell, co-founder of Ethan Allen Incorporated, explained the concept of selling room-style settings in the showroom. The one that always makes me smile was the Von Duprin Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. They manufacture the push bar on doors. The company produced the first panic bar style door mechanism that allows a door to a public building to be locked from the outside, but still easy to exit from the inside. So when I'm exiting a building, I always check to see if I'm using a Von Duprin product. Now, with all that said, back to Rollins College, the executive MBA program in May of 2002. I didn't turn the paper in, and I still don't understand stock evaluation from Finance 501. You see, there are things along the way that just happen, and that's part of Larry's sort of fun stories. Well, that's this week's story. You can see that it's all part of my life. Maybe you have some circumstances similar to mine. And I hope you'll join me again next week and find out what's happened in my life. Or you can check out my blog as well. That's Larry's Sort of Fun Stories. And if you're looking to do some traveling, check out zmichaelsontravel.com. Remember, she spells her name Z-E-E. And she tells me that she likes to make your travel dreams come true. Again, thanks for listening. And until next time, I'm Larry, always looking for a sort of fun story to share with you.